This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russia accused U.S. President Joe Biden on Monday of carrying out strikes in Iraq and Syria to boost his image as the presidential election campaign is heating up, not in retaliation for a deadly attack on American soldiers. The United States began the airstrikes on Friday against dozens of targets linked to Iran-aligned groups after three U.S. soldiers were killed in Jordan in an attack Washington blames on Iranian-backed militias. Last week's wave of U.S. airstrikes in Iraq, aimed at pounding targets associated with almost 170 attacks by Iranian-backed militias on U.S. forces in the region, appears to expanding the fissure between Washington and Baghdad. VOA National Security Correspondent Jeff Selden has the latest.
The Pentagon rejected Iraqi allegations that those killed were with the Iraqi security forces.
As we conduct these strikes, we are very focused on Iranian-backed proxy groups.
Major General Pat Ryder.
We're striking terrorist groups that are supported by the IRGC.
Ryder says Baghdad is a valued ally, adding the U.S. is not planning for a long-term military campaign against the militias in Iraq and Syria. Jeff Selden, VOA News, the Pentagon.
The main UN Palestinian Relief Agency, UNRWA, on Monday claimed a humanitarian convoy was hit by Israeli gunfire. UNRWA Director of Communications Juliet Toma said it was the third time a UN convoy had been exposed to attack while delivering supplies. The head of UNRWA is visiting three Gulf states this week, seeking to drum up support after key donors suspended funding following Israeli allegations that some of its staff were involved in the October 7th attack. This is